Star Wars 7x7 episode 3589. Happy May 1st. It is the first of the month, and you know what that means. We are going to check in and see what is going to be new in the world of Star Wars storytelling for the month of May 2024. Punch it. Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it, and thank you so much to the patrons who help make this possible for you every single day with their support at patreon.com/SW7X7. All right, it's May 1st, which means that we are going to be talking about what's coming in the world of Star Wars storytelling for the month of May of 2024, and we'll do this as we usually do with 12 categories. Yes, we added merchandising back in because they pulled a fast one on us. But anyway, we'll start off as we usually do with movie talk. And right now, not really a lot to say in that regard, but I'm going to update you on a couple of things. So The Mandalorian and Grogu still intended to be the May of 2026 movie, and seemingly the new Jedi Order movie with Daisy Ridley slated to be the December 2026 movie. Allegedly, shooting is going to be starting sometime in the next couple of months for The Mandalorian and Grogu. And allegedly, Daisy Ridley will be seeing a script for the new Jedi Order movie, or, you know, if she hasn't seen it already, she will sometime in the next month or so. And just as a reminder slash call out, we're just rolling with new Jedi Order because that's a great phrase from Legends, but that's not necessarily what the movie is called or what the series of movies is going to be called, because it has been implied that there is going to be more than one movie in whatever is being worked on. Now, there were, of course, back in 2023 at Celebration London, a couple of other Star Wars movies mentioned. One of them is Dave Filoni's Mandoverse movie, and no movement on that yet. Presumably, it is not the same as The Mandalorian and Grogu. That's a whole different movie. And then there's the Dawn of the Jedi movie. That was James Mangold's movie, and we haven't heard anything about that. In the meantime, there were two other people who were discussed in terms of Star Wars movies. One of them is Sean Levy, who is the creator of Stranger Things, among other things. And so just to give you an idea about what's going on with that, Stranger Things is apparently in filming right now. They're not slated to finish production until the end of the year, and then they're going to be in post-production through 2025. So I don't think we're seeing Sean's Star Wars movie anytime soon. And then Donald Glover and his brother Stephen Glover are supposedly working on converting what was going to be a Lando series into a Lando movie, but Donald Glover himself is also exceedingly busy. He's returning to do voice work for the Mufasa movie. That's the Lion King spinoff movie. He's working on a couple of Childish Gambino albums, and he's going to be shooting a movie for Community, the TV series that he was in. They're making a movie out of it now, and he's going to be a part of that too. So what is going to be the Star Wars movie in December 2027? It's anybody's guess at this point, but it doesn't seem like it's Lando, and it doesn't seem like it's whatever Sean Levy is doing. So yeah, it's kind of up in the air at this point. On the live action series front, we are counting down to The Acolyte, which is debuting on June 4th. So we're going to be seeing teasers and clips and that sort of thing over the next month. The post-production period is still ongoing for Andor. We're not going to see that series until 2025 at the earliest. We are in development, possibly pre-production, for season 2 of Ahsoka. We wouldn't see that until 2025 at the earliest either. And then as far as Skeleton Crew goes, gee whiz, nobody knows still. They should be in post-production. We haven't even heard rumors, as far as I know, about reshoots or anything like that. But yeah, every reason to think that it's going to debut sometime in 2024, probably late in 2024 at this point, but we just don't know when yet. On the animation front, today is, of course, the debut of the series finale of The Bad Batch, and we'll be talking about that on tomorrow's episode. And then on Saturday, May the 4th be with you, we are getting the drop for Tales of the Empire. That's the 6-episode anthology series that's a sequel of sorts to Tales of the Jedi. And yeah, we'll be talking about those all next week. Meanwhile, this is sort of a rare situation on the book front, on the audiobook front, and on the short stories front. There's nothing coming in May of 2024, not even, you know, reference books or anything like that. So yeah, we're looking out to June. There's a possibility that if you didn't get your Star Wars Insider issue 225 already, that, you know, you can pick it up on newsstands this month, but 226 is definitely not going to be in subscriber mailboxes or on newsstands until June. So yeah, nothing in books, audiobooks, or short stories that's new for the month of May. On the virtual reality front, you know, it is like earthquakes at this point. It's just more and more likely that we're going to get news about virtual reality things with every passing month. And yet, we've got nothing on the horizon just yet. I'm hoping there's some news coming related to May the 4th. So fingers crossed, let's hope we get something. On the video game front, basically, we're keeping an eye out for Star Wars Outlaws. They're releasing additional information as we get closer to the August 30th release date, so that's good fun. No news yet about Star Wars Hunters, except that it's allegedly going to be widely available by the end of the year, so who knows, but so far there's been no update for it. But wouldn't it be fun? Like, with May the 4th coming, it just seems like it's so tailor-made for big announcements and stuff like that. But yeah, so just fingers crossed. On the merchandise front, adding back in because they surprised us, the fine folks at Lucasfilm did, by having merchandise come out related to the Acolyte action figures in specific with some descriptions that were kind of interesting. And so, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me to see a few more product drops related to the Acolyte coming up in the next month as we get closer to the series debut. And then, of course, because it's May the 4th this month, who else, or who knows what else might be released that will be keeping an eye on. So yeah, whatever merchandise comes out, and there's going to be a ton of it this month, we're going to be keeping an eye out for any descriptions or information that give us a little more insight into stories and characters and that sort of thing. For direct to streaming stuff, which yes, I guess technically The Bad Batch and Tales of the Empire counts for, but it's more like series stuff as opposed to what I'm thinking about here on the streaming front. So on May the 4th, there's going to be a new little fun video. It's called How Not to Draw, and I guess it's like a drawing tutorial parody situation. So they're putting that up on Disney Plus, and it's going to feature R2-D2. So that is bound to be amusing. On the comics front, there's a good chunk of stuff that's coming out. So here we go. Darth Vader issue 46, Star Wars issue 46, High Republic issue 7, High Republic Adventures issue 7, the miniseries High Republic Adventures Saber for Hire has its second issue coming out. There's a Young Jedi Adventures Free Comic Book Day comic that's dropping on May the 4th. Let's see what else. There's a Star Wars Darth Vader one-shot that's also dropping on Free Comic Book Day, which is May the 4th. Then there's a one-shot for the 25th anniversary of The Phantom Menace, the fourth issue of the Mace Windu miniseries, the third issue of the Jango Fett miniseries, the second issue of the Darth Maul Black, White, and Red miniseries, and then a couple of trade paperback collections of previous release stuff coming out too. And then on the live events front, there's a lot going on this month. So tomorrow, May the 2nd, the tickets for Star Wars Celebration Japan are going on sale. So if you are heading to that or hoping to head to that, well, I wish you the best of luck in grabbing tickets for that. There's still a bunch of special events ongoing at Galaxy's Edge, at Disneyland and Disney World. If you're able to get there for Star Wars nights happening, they've got Hyperspace Mountain going instead of just Space Mountain. Yeah, a whole bunch of other stuff happening, fireworks shows, that sort of thing. And then on May 7th, that is the day that Disney is putting out their second quarter earnings report and webcast. And occasionally they talk about Star Wars stuff during these things. And so I'll be tuning in to check that out. So you don't have to. And so there you go. That's what I've got for you on a rundown of what is happening in the world of Star Wars storytelling and news about Star Wars storytelling that we can look forward to in the month of May 2024. And as news breaks, we'll be talking to you about it here on the podcast. And for May the 4th, stay tuned because there are going to be a couple of giveaways here on the show. And I've got a couple of interviews to share with you as well. I'm looking forward to sharing with you. So yeah, that's what I've got for you on today's episode of the podcast. If you enjoy the show, please share it with other people that you know. And please hit the like or subscribe or join or follow buttons on your favorite app. Please rate and review the show if you haven't done so already. And you can also help me as an independent creator keep producing this content for you as I've done for nearly 10 years. You can find out more about that at patreon.com/SW7X7. And it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode as always. And may the force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.